I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 26th. The state Supreme Court says the Quincy Conservation Commission cannot stop the city of Boston from rebuilding the Long Island Bridge. The state's highest court yesterday ruled that the State Department of Environmental Protection has higher authority than the Quincy Conservation Commission and that the DEP superseded Quincy's denial of issuing a permit for Boston to rebuild the bridge. The Supreme Court ruling affirms a previous ruling from a lower court that also found that the DEP supersedes the Quincy Conservation Commission. Quincy's trying to stop Boston from rebuilding the bridge, arguing that it will create dangerous traffic through Squantum and North Quincy. Boston wants to rebuild that bridge and open a substance abuse recovery center on Long Island. The state did recently approve $10 million to create a ferry service to Long Island. The MBTA is investigating after a set of subway cars rolled out of a rail yard onto the Red Line and hundreds of feet past a subway station. Shortly after 5:30 yesterday morning, a two-car train set with a train operator on board rolled out of the rail yard and onto the Red Line at Braintree Station. The spokesperson said the incident happened as T personnel were readying Red Line trains for the start of service. The two-car train had diminished braking capacity. It came to a stop about 800 feet north of Braintree Station. There were no injuries or damage, but service was disrupted as T personnel worked to return the disabled two-car train to the yard. The T said it's notified the Federal Transit Administration and the Department of Public Utilities of the incident and that a full investigation is underway. It is the latest safety incident in the same stretch of tracks involving Red Line subway cars. Back on May 30th, a Red Line subway train became detached and rolled backward through Braintree Station. That incident occurred when two workers tried to uncouple the last two cars from a Red Line train because of an air conditioning problem. Train eventually came to a stop on its own. A Red Line supervisor was on administrative suspension while the investigation into that incident was ongoing. The new state budget includes $50,000 for improvements to Faxon Park in Quincy. Former Ward 2 Councilor Brad Crowell thanked House Speaker Ron Mariano for working to include the funding into the budget. Crowell says the funds will help with maintenance and preservation of the park. For the last week, experts say three humpback whales have been frolicking very close to shore in Plymouth, probably because that's where the bait fish are schooling. But a near tragedy has the harbor master warning boaters. The group of boaters had seen the humpbacks breach nearby minutes earlier, feasting on a school of pogies, the same bait fish that draw stripers and anglers trying to catch them. But fishing quickly became secondary when the whale landed on a boat and then slipped back into the water. The 19-foot boat sustained only minor damage. Nobody on board was hurt. The whale also seemed fine, but as social media buzzed about the incidents, recreational boaters hoping for an encounter were everywhere. Authorities have been patrolling the waters between Whitehorse Beach, Manamet Point, and Warren's Cove during every hour of daylight, reminding boaters to slow down, keep their distance, and warning them it is illegal to pursue or even annoy whales. The Mass Division of Marine Fisheries said there are three juvenile humpback whales that have been feeding off the coast of Plymouth for the past week. The harbor master says how long the whales stay depends on how long the bait fish stay. Three people had to be rescued by the Coast Guard yesterday after their boat began taking on water off the coast of Plymouth after hitting something underwater. Keith Peterson says the hull on his boat cracked after they struck an object in about 30 or 40 feet of water and started quickly taking on water. Coast Guard arrived on scene quickly. 24-foot boat was towed back to shore by the Coast Guard. No one was hurt. Peterson said he hopes to go out on another fishing trip today on a different boat. One person seriously hurt in a crash in Dorchester overnight. happened at about 12:45 a.m. near the intersection of Greenbrier and Tonawanda Streets. One car smashed into the front steps of a house. Boston EMS said one person was taken to an area hospital. A medical examiner was also on scene. No other details were immediately released. A Brockton man has admitted that he cheated the government out of $1.5 million in COVID aid. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 59-year-old Joao Mendez agreed to plead guilty to one count of wire fraud. Investigators say between June and September of 2020, he submitted fraudulent loan applications and fake tax records to get government loans. They said he used the money to buy cryptocurrency or transfer funds to other accounts. Now faces up to 20 years in prison. An activist known for posting videos of his confrontations with white supremacists is facing charges after a pair of confrontations outside of a Boston courthouse yesterday. Rod Weber was at the court in West Roxbury to face members of the Nationalist Social Club, which is classified as a neo-Nazi group by the Anti-Defamation League. The founder of that group, Chris Hood, was in court to face a charge stemming from a protest in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood during an LGBTQ event over the weekend. Hood faced one charge of affray, which is defined as an instance of fighting at a public place that disturbs the peace. Prior to Hood's hearing, he and Weber came face-to-face outside the courthouse. Video shows Weber falling to the ground as Hood and members of the group walk past. Weber said he was attacked. Moments later, Weber followed members of the group to the entrance where he encountered police officers. Video showed Weber rolling down the stairs before rising and confronting officers outside the front door. That's when he was taken into custody, faces charges of assault and battery on a police officer and disorderly conduct. Weber is scheduled to return to court on September 19th. Well, the Senate has approved the latest push to bring back Happy Hour to Massachusetts. The State House News Service reports that in a late-night vote, senators approved an amendment that would give cities and towns the green light to allow discounted after-work drinks at restaurants and bars. The amendment was one of several attached to the Senate's $4.4 billion economic development bill, which also includes $500 million in tax rebates and $500 million in permanent tax relief. Happy Hour has been banned in the state since 1984 in response to car crashes involving drivers who were overserved during drink promotions. The amendment would give cities and towns the power to set rules for Happy Hour, and drink discounts would not be allowed after 10 p.m. The proposal would have to clear some hurdles before there are any changes to the state's Happy Hour ban. It would have to survive a conference committee where Senate and House negotiators will iron out differences between their respective economic development bills. Then it would have to be signed into law by the governor, who has been opposed to it in the past. A poll from last year showed 70% of residents want to see a Happy Hour comeback, but recent proposals to make it a reality haven't gone very far. An effort to repeal the ban failed to get enough signatures to make this year's ballot, and a legislative committee killed bills to look at bringing back Happy Hour earlier this year. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 90, the Nasdaq down 51, and the S&P rose 5. Asian stocks mostly higher as investors brace for another sharp interest rate hike by the Fed to cool inflation. Dollars down, the euro was up, oil at just about $98 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Cleveland 3-1 last night. Play again at Fenway at 7:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy, much less humid, high of 84. For tonight, clear, more comfortable, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high of 88 degrees. More humid on Thursday with some storms and a high of 89. Isolated storms Friday, high 87. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwesterly wind about 5 knots, become southeast later today. High tide right before 11 a.m. Sunrise at 5:30, set at 8:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 26th.